I guess I'll explain how I got into radio, which was in sort of a roundabout way. I had dropped out of college and was working during the day as a janitor at the university that my friends were going to. And at night I was delivering pizzas, and I was happy for a while, but then I just got really unhappy when I realized, like, oh, what am I going to do with my life? I don't like being a janitor. And then I heard this story on the radio called The Test by Scott Carrier, which I don't know, have any of you guys ever heard his work before? Scott Carrier before? But it just changed me. It just like had this sort of awakening, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. How do I figure this thing out? And I went to the library, and he had a book there. It was like a collection of his stories from the radio in print, and I sat down and I read the whole book in one sitting at the library, and I was like, this is it, this is what I'm gonna do. But I didn't know how to do that, and I didn't have the sense to like show up at a public radio station and be like, is there some way I can help here? Like, what? And well, the thing is that the mythology around Scott Carrier is the way that he got into radio was that he hitchhiked to Washington, D.C. and recorded all the people that picked him up on the way, and he showed up at NPR headquarters with all these tapes that he'd made while hitchhiking there and said, I wanna put these on the radio. And they did. They put him on the radio. They like, I think it was Scott Simon. Let him sleep on his couch, and they helped him, which maybe gives you a sense of how different things were. This was at the very beginning of NPR, and so in my head, I was like, oh well, that's how you do it. You know, you hitchhike around and you gather tape. And so I spent years just
a dude, by the way. No girl would ever do this. Go ahead.
So I spent years hitchhiking around, gathering tape. I went to Alaska, worked up there for a while, and kind of bummed around and went down to Mexico and lived in Seattle for a year. And then I was living in my van when I showed up here in New Orleans.
How many great musician interviews have started that way? Not so many public radio reporters.
No. But there, I saw the sign for OZ. I was just biking around and I saw the sign. I was like, oh, hey, a radio station. I should go in there and like tell them I have all these recordings. And at the time, Fred Goodrich was the program director. He's awesome, but he's crazy. And he was just talking a mile a minute. He's like, yeah, do it. Bring us a story, you know? And so I was like, okay. And then I just went out and did a story and brought it back, and they liked it, and they put it on the radio. And then I did like 40 of those. I did a couple a month for the whole time I lived here.